Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on this last day of February. Yeah.
Nice day yesterday. Cold day again today.
You know, it's Michigan.
It's Michigan.
Day to day, you never know.
It's like a roller coaster ride.
But March starts tomorrow. This is the final February edition of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for our ultimate classic rock.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Michigan Task Force
on guns.
Firearms, guns.
Yeah.
Talk about that. And it's brought to you, this segment brought to you by, of course, our friends over at Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
That's right. And
they do good work, boy.
While you're filling up your coffee, I want you to think about how important your car is and how good it runs and how it gets you from point A to point B. And, you know, it gets you from home to the gun store and back. It's always good things, you know. You got to keep your car.
John could not go to Williams Gun Site without a, it's a drive, John. It's a bit
it
of a
is,
drive.
It is.
If you didn't have a car, you couldn't get there.
And
that would be a tragedy. Diamond Jim's keeps it on the road.
Our tires and our suspensions are our lifeline, Dan.
Do you think he pays to keep Dort Highway in the terrible shape that it's in? No. Right there, you hit a bump, and then you just right. His shop is right there.
Right there, and people pull right in and say, "I just hit that." Yep, I know. And there's even one on the south end of that or north end of that parking lot. That's a crater. That looks like those improvised explosive devices.
Yeah, IED went off. And
that's not on his property though.
No,
his property's in good shape.
But, yeah,
but I'm telling you what, Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway in lovely Burton, Michigan. Pothole Central, we'll call it. You can reach them at 810-743-4210. But Diamond Jim's does excellent work on her tires. I just got those new Mastercraft tires on my truck that
it's
are
good
just
tire.
Phenomenal. I let go of the wheel.
I got a set of those, yeah.
Drives down the road just perfectly. It's like, man, these are good tires. I drove off an asphalt driveway the other day on one of the warm days we had, and I went right into mud. And the whole front end just sank. And I was like, oh.
Not getting out of here.
Did I hit the frame on that one?
Mm-hmm.
I put it in reverse, and the back tires, those brand new tires, spun on the asphalt. And I was like, oh, I don't want to smoke my tires. So I had to put it in four-wheel drive and back out of it.
There
but it
go.
Was like, I had the power. I had the tires all brand new. And, I like them. They're just good tires. I'm real happy. Mastercraft, I think, are made by Kelly Springfield. It's just one of the 10 options of 10-ply tires that he offered me for my truck. So Diamond Jim's, 743-4210. And remember, you can always get to them right from my website, which is thegss.com. And you can always send me an email at shooter@thegss.com. And remember, tomorrow's March. 260 days till rifle season, Dan.
Oh.
Rifle season's 260 days away.
Sounds like a pretty exact count.
It is. I have the days marked off on the calendar. It's a countdown.
Yep.
Now, honestly, it's 214 days till bow season starts, if they keep the seasons where they normally do. But here's for all you barbecue people that are just chomping at the bit, 126 days till the 4th of July. See, that's a hop, skip, and a jump. 126
right
days.
Up. 250th year.
That's like, well, it's about 400 pots of coffee between now and then. You know, so
your mileage may vary.
I usually make 3 pots of coffee a day at my house, and then I have a Keurig for night because I just do decaf at night. But something's got to keep this body sustained. Like
you hit it pretty hard, I got to say.
I do. Even this morning at the radio station, I just got here, and Dan says, "What are you doing?" I says, "I have to get some life sustaining juices out of your Keurig."
That's what
machine.
He did.
So I did.
Got to keep them rolling.
Because I drank all my coffee on the way in. So I'm all fired up. I'm all fiend up. I'm ready to go. Now, so guns are always in the news for something. Good, bad, ugly, different. It is whatever it is. But new gun rules are hard to comment on in the show, so we don't do a lot of it. We don't delve into deep subjects with it because, like, we're talking about it today on Saturday and Monday, it's going to change. So I have a hard time with it, but there's some things that I felt I needed to get out in the open on this show today. We're not going to talk about specific guns. We're going to talk about the rules around them and how we have to deal with them. And that's important because we want to comply. We want to be good,
responsible, safe gun owners. Yeah.
We want to be stewards of those weapons, you know? So because in the past 6 months, there has been so many things that have changed and popped up. Well, what happened was we got this new group in Lansing that is guiding this. It's called a gun task force. It's based out of U of M. It is a group of people that are, it's a gun violence task force. And they are certainly bound by a lot of, they're kind of going through a funnel. They're heading into one direction, and this is the direction we're going. Very first thing on their list, ghost guns. Now, ghost guns, it sounds good. They talk about them on the news. It's a hot topic. Ghost guns are guns that are not regulated. They are not, they are called untraceable firearms. They don't have serial numbers. They are made at home. They are a unbelievably minute problem, but it's first on their list. Now, in all the years of going to gun shows, all the years of going to gun stores, I've only seen guns that you can complete, which are called 80 percenters. The gun is 80% complete. You buy it at a cheap price, no serial number on it. You got to finish drilling the holes and do a little bit of machining to it to make it finish. And then you serial number it the way you want to. You could put Alice 1 on it. You know, you could do whatever, you know, Bookum Dano on the side of that could be your serial number, you know, so it could be anything. Now, ghost guns and the regulation of them seems to be a very worrisome thing for them. There's national news. It's one of the hot topics. It's one of the little taglines they use. Ghost guns are unregulated, and they want to get them serialized. They want to get them all serialized so that they're not going to allow them anymore. So what are they going to do? They have decided that they're going to have the raw materials regulated and so that they have to be accounted for, so that if there's people that out there that are assembling ghost guns, and I'm sure there are, they're going to have a harder time doing it. So
would this include like 3D printed
guns? Yes.
Which is a different thing than assembling components, because a 3D printer can do it from scratch.
Yes, exactly. And I've seen 3D printed models of things, but never a working gun. But I understand it can happen. You know, we've all seen.
But it's like you say, I mean, it's a small, it's an extremely small percentage of the guns. You've got gun manufacturers who, you know, have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
We talk about this all the time.
And
the
it's
different
manufacturing, you know.
And it's precision made,
yes.
And they're all serialized. And that's really, even, you know, the recent cases where we've had these crazed shooters, as you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of a one that has used a ghost gun or something that was 3D printed.
Exactly. And now I don't honestly think there is a single statistic of it being done in America.
So
it's, you know, that's how minute it is. Now, next thing on the list, on their list is the Capitol gun ban, which is pretty big news, where there's absolutely no open or concealed carry at the Michigan State Capitol and related buildings. There's the vague part, and related buildings, okay? So it's a lot like when we get
Does that include law enforcement?
No, because they're exempt from it. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're on duty, they're exempt from it. I don't know about off duty, and I'm not sure about legislators. So there are vaguenesses to there are vague avenues that we could go down, and I don't want to be the tin hat wearing guy and, you know, go off on a tangent, but these are things that they're question marks. And, you know, because it leads you right back to, okay, well, how about places where we can vote? And those are also banned. Now, if it's a place where you can vote, is it that same building and it's now from now on all year long that same building is not, or is it only when we're doing
at
voting?
A school or community center,
right? Yeah,
but it doubles at
like
a voting.
We have an old VFW hall in our mm-hmm. town. That's where we vote. That's my voting precinct. Other than that, it's just a VFW hall, mm-hmm. you know. And is it banned from now on? You know, so lots of questions. There's lots of things that are vague.
Is this legislation that's passed already, or is
some
this?
Of it has? Some of it is finalizing stuff from 2 years ago.
Okay,
and it was proposed then, and we're going to get into some of that. Like. Now here's one that I'm all for, in a nutshell, I'm all for it. I haven't delved into it very, very deep to see what's going on, but it's the school safety and education rules. In December, Governor Whitmer signed House Bill 4285, allowing schools to offer optional hunter safety and firearm safety courses, and they're all done right in the schools for grades 6 through 12. I think that's wonderful. Instead of, you know, don't touch, which usually kids will, they'll get maybe a little more hands-on and be a little bit more familiar and understand the importance and the deadliness of firearms.
Yeah.
So I'm all for that. Now, recently, we'll get into it in the last segment of the show, the state of Michigan has taken over, the DNR has taken over all hunter safety courses. So it used to be they could be done by private individuals that were, you know, able to do it. And now all of them have to get registered through the DNR. So it's going to be interesting to find out about that. Now, the red flag laws, that's the big one. Everybody's worried about it. I'm getting emails every day about it. Nationwide organizations contacting us Michigan gun owners telling us that we have a problem with our Michigan state red flag laws. Now, the red flag laws do make some sense. When you got somebody you think is mentally unhinged or upset or mad enough to cause somebody great bodily harm, maybe it is time that they are disarmed. You know, so I understand it completely for the safety of the better good for
someone's
society.
Got a restraining order,
right?
Spouse is left,
yep.
Fear for her life, and you know, and you read these cases.
Horror stories about
well,
it.
And you hear cases where they've gotten the restraining order, they're on the radar,
yeah, they ignore
and it happens anyway.
Yeah, and that's the scary part is what good is a PPO if it's not enforceable?
Yeah,
And we're going to talk about that again. So the state is actively using the red flag law now. It is implemented as of February this month. But the University of Michigan is launching this program to spread the word through the police forces and train them so that the implementation can be evenly spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make sense? So that it's not...
It's consistent.
Well,
it's uniform.
Yeah, it's got to be consistent because, well, if Larry said I could do this, but Sarah said I couldn't,
mm-hmm.
Well, now what do
we
do?
Has to apply to everybody.
So these proposed recommendations are all from the task force, and we got more to talk about.
Who's on the task force? Is it...
There's one director that they name, a guy named... I think his name's Patrick Carter, and then the rest of it's kind of vague as to who's on it. I haven't...
Is it put together?
So oh, it's there. It's there. They've already made.
I just wonder if it's people who are from the industry, who are from the shooting sports.
They seem to be all academia from U of M.
Okay,
that's what it appears to be, and they're almost all leaning the left. It that way. Okay, so yeah, we got more to talk about coming up soon. We're going to talk about more proposed recommendations.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Great way to spend the last day of February.
Yeah,
right here with us. Back after this.